It's an old story. You go to an art gallery or a festival, fall in love with a painting or a photograph, and make the big decision to buy it and take it home with you. Happily ever after, the end. Right? Well, not so fast. It turns out the next step, choosing the proper frame, can actually affect the rest of your artwork's life, for better or for worse. And there are key decisions involved. Sarah Estes hoped to demystify the process in a recent column she wrote for the arts website Burnaway. Estes is a Nashville-based art curator, and I recently called her up to learn about several things we should all remember when it comes to framing the artwork we love. Estes began by talking about what got her obsessed with framing in the first place.
I work at an art conservation lab here in Nashville, and I see art come in all the time from all different centuries, and it's really amazing to me how much the frame affects the work and how much it protects it over time. So I've seen a lot of work come in damaged by not being framed properly. So now I'm kind of a stickler about making sure that if you're going to buy a valuable piece of artwork, or even a not valuable piece of artwork, to really be able to put it in the proper frame and to factor that in when you're buying.
What do I need to take into consideration when buying a frame to begin with? Am I going to take the economy route or buy a pricey frame somewhere?
Well, first of all, you'll want to think about a frame that it's going to need. This is one of the hard parts of framing because I think it's easy to forget how expensive framing can be. And I think we tend to not factor that into the entire price of the artwork. You want to honor the art with the frame, and you want to make sure that you're protecting the valuable artwork that you just bought. And that said, you know, if you do have a cheaper piece of artwork, I mean, say it's a poster or it's a clipping of some sort, I mean, then maybe you don't want to spend a lot of money on a particular kind of frame. But I'd say if it's something you want to keep around, it's definitely worth forking over the extra dollars.
Can I just take this opportunity to vent about the very worst kind of frame, which
yes.
is the kind you get at a craft store to frame a poster, like a movie poster or a band poster, and it's kind of falling apart as you try to frame the object. You know what I'm talking about? Like the plastic kind?
Oh, yeah, the make-your-own plastic poster frames. Oh, yes. I think that was all of our initiation with frames when we were kids. But those are definitely not appropriate for adults. You got to move on.
After price, what is the second major consideration when buying a frame?
It's frame style. You really want to match the style of the frame to the artwork. So if you've got a really sleek contemporary photograph, for instance, you might want an all-white matte frame border. And say you've bought an older work, say from the early 20th century or maybe even from the 19th century, you may want to consider a gold leaf frame or something a little more ornate to match it. The number one rule for framing is to honor the work with the frame. Match it in a way that makes sense. You don't want to tailor the frame too much to your taste or your decor. One, because it might not work so well for the art, but also your taste may change. But if you just match the frame to the artwork, you'll be in a much better place and you won't have to change the frame so often.
This makes me think about how frames really start to feel like part of the artwork after a while. I think about some of the things hanging in like my parents' house, and I hadn't really thought about the fact that, oh, you know, that's a super 70s frame.
Well, it's amazing. I mean, I work in the conservation lab, and so we're removing very old paintings from their frames oftentimes. And it's amazing when you see a painting outside of its frame, and it looks so different. So when you have, say, a portrait of a statesman or a beautiful woman, I've kind of seen how much a frame can impact how you view the work.
What are some common mistakes that people who don't know about framing, people like me, tend to make?
Well, one of the biggest mistakes is not matting a small work of art. So say you've bought a little print, putting it in a frame to where the art is tightly boxed in, you're really going to diminish the impact of the print. So it's so much better to get a big, wide mat, a larger frame, because it really draws focus in on the artwork.
So the final decision you need to make, if you're doing the work of actually framing something yourself and you've moved beyond the awful plastic frames that we were joking about, you actually need to think about the type of adhesive you use. And you wrote in the column that spray adhesive or scotch tape just won't cut it.
Oh, yeah. Tapes like that are great for things around the house. But over the years, those things can become very, very detrimental to paper. So you really want to stick with a linen tape because it's very safe. It's reversible, which means that it can come off without leaving any kind of residue. In the scope of things, it's a cheap product that works really well.
Overall, this column on framing plays into a larger theme that I see coming up in your columns in Burn Away, that if you're going to do something, do it right.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's so important to make sure that things are well done from the very smallest detail to kind of the overarching broad strokes of things. So I really am a fan of educating and really talking about the details, because if you don't know something is wrong or something could be done better, then you can't fix it. So the column is really just trying to tackle all of these little issues that can be stumbling blocks for people, whether they know it or not.